Are you ready for some powerful affirmations for May 2024? Well, I've got 25 of them in this recording. I think you'll enjoy these, and I truly believe these are the affirmations. These are the positive self-talk statements that you were meant to hear this month and beyond. There's bound to be several of these that speak to something you are experiencing or going through right now. So listen up and stick around, because at the end, I'm going to explain the exact process that I use to come up with these affirmations. They're actually channeled in a way, and I discuss the process and the images that inspired this month's affirmation. So I'd love for you to stick around and hear that at the end. So without further ado, take a deep breath with me. Clear your mind. I'll leave space after each affirmation for you to repeat each one back to yourself. And let's begin.
I adapt to life's changes with grace and ease. I overcome obstacles with determination and strength. I plant seeds of positivity, even in difficult times. I am proud of my ability to bounce back. I trust in the natural cycles of life. I am kind and caring to those around me. I create safe surroundings for myself and others. Today is filled with opportunity and hope. I feed my soul with positivity and gratitude. I attract prosperity and abundance into my life. I find joy in unexpected places. I ground myself in Mother Nature. I enjoy the simple pleasures of life. I celebrate the beauty that surrounds me. I welcome the richness and diversity of life. I step outside my comfort zone and explore new horizons. I create peace and tranquility amidst the chaos of life. I uphold my core values and live authentically. I step into my power and try new things. I celebrate diverse people and different cultures. I am ready to enjoy new experiences. I trust my inner guidance to light the way. I shine my light to dispel the darkness. I choose joy and optimism every day. I open my heart to the magic and wonder of life. I adapt to life's changes with grace and ease. I overcome obstacles with determination and strength. I plant seeds of positivity even in difficult times. I am proud of my ability to bounce back. I trust in the natural cycles of life. I am kind and caring to those around me. I create safe surroundings for myself and others. Today is filled with opportunity and hope. I feed my soul with positivity and gratitude. I attract prosperity and abundance into my life. I find joy in unexpected places. I ground myself in Mother Nature. I enjoy the simple pleasures of life. I celebrate the beauty that surrounds me. I welcome the richness and diversity of life. I step outside my comfort zone and explore new horizons. I create peace and tranquility amidst the chaos of life. I uphold my core values and live authentically. I step into my power and try new things. I celebrate diverse people and different cultures. I am ready to enjoy new experiences. I trust my inner guidance to light the way. I shine my light to dispel the darkness. I choose joy and optimism every day. I open my heart to the magic and wonder of life.
Those are your affirmations for May 2024. Stick around, because in a moment I'm going to explain the exact process I used to come up with these and the mental images that inspired them. But first, this quick message.
I want to tell you about a program I created called the 21-Day Abundance and Money Attraction Brain Boost. It's a simple program that has had a profound effect on the lives of hundreds of people, perhaps thousands of people. Devoting as little as 15 to 20 minutes a day to this process, you can rewire your brain and attract more prosperity and money into your life. To learn more about it and access it today, just head to bobbakerinspiration.com/21 days. bobbakerinspiration.com/21 days. Now about my process for coming up with these affirmations. So while in a meditative state, which is usually in the morning soon after I get up, I ask myself two key questions. One is, what message do I need to share? Another one is, what message do people need to hear? And then I wait, and images, symbols, pictures appear in my mind's eye. And they're often random, mysterious, sometimes just peculiar, unexpected. And those images become the inspiration for each month's affirmations. So here are the images that came through for May. The first one was dried up dandelions. So this was a flowering plant that was past its prime. And so as always, I have to interpret what this means, what lesson there is for me and you. And I believe this represents resilience in the face of adversity. It represents the impermanence of life. It's telling us to persevere through challenges and setbacks, to embrace the ebb and flow of change. But the thing with dandelions is, even in a depleted state like that, they still hold the seeds for potential future growth. So it's encouraging us to sow seeds of hope and possibility, even in times of drought and difficulty. The second image was a blue birdhouse filled with birdseed. And so I believe this represents the importance of nurturing and care, both self-care and caring for others. It represents compassion and empathy, because anyone who puts out a birdhouse is caring for the birds in their neighborhood. It's also about creating safe and welcoming spaces in your life. Are you doing that for yourself and for others? It also reflects abundance, prosperity, hope, and renewal. There's a lot going on there with that birdhouse. The next two images at first made no sense to me, but I quickly realized that they are actually related to each other, as I'll explain in a moment. But the third image was a brown bale of hay sitting on a busy downtown sidewalk. So completely out of place. So this represents contrast and diversity. Could be finding beauty and simplicity in unexpected places. Maybe a return to simplicity, and appreciating the beauty that surrounds you even when you're in an unlikely environment like a downtown cityscape. Now, this fourth image that I believe is related to the third one, I actually was rejecting at first. It just seemed too strange, but my instincts kept telling me, no, Bob, you got to use it because there's something of meaning here. It was an image of a young Amish woman in a blue dress standing on a street corner in a big city. So these two in a row had some sort of a downtown urban landscape with something that was out of place in it. But to me, this represents cultural contrasts and maybe how we should be expanding our boundaries, exposing ourselves to new environments. I also felt there was a theme here about inner peace amidst the chaos of life, and also maybe a return to simplicity and being committed to your values and your authentic self. At least these were the themes that were making themselves known to me with these two images. I didn't see those coming. And the final image this month was a really interesting one. It was a smiling garden gnome holding a lantern. This would be like a figure that you would see in someone's yard. And the two aspects of it that really stood out for me was the smile on the face of the garden gnome, and that it was holding a lantern. So this speaks to the importance of guidance and illumination, of trusting our intuition to light the path forward, seeking inner wisdom and clarity. I also think it reflects the importance of maintaining a positive outlook, even in challenging times, embracing magic and wonder, and so much more.
Well, I hope you enjoyed these 25 affirmations for May 2024 and the images that inspired them. Before you run off, do me a favor, please, and visit my website at bobbakerinspiration.com. While you're there, check out information on my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk, that's right on the shelf behind me there. Also, download a free copy of our book, Turbocharge Your Life. Also, if you crave connection with a community of like-minded, positive people, we'd love for you to join our High Vibe Tribe community. And if you could use some coaching and you think I might make a good mentor for you, click the contact tab on the website, reach out to me. Let me know how you think I might be able to help you. And if you have the resources to invest in mentorship, let's explore some options there. Thanks for watching and listening. Have an awesome day. Until next time, I'm Bob Baker, saying so long for now.